This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Tuesday, June 4th, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. Perk up! California says coffee cancer risk insignificant. California officially gave its blessing to coffee Monday, declaring the beverage does not pose a significant cancer risk. The rule proposed a year ago by regulators means coffee won't have to carry ominous warnings that the beverage may be bad for you. The state took a rare move after a Los Angeles judge found Starbucks Corp and other companies failed to show that benefits from drinking coffee outweighed risks from a byproduct of the roasting process. That ruling put the industry in jeopardy of a hefty civil penalties and in the position of either developing a process to remove the chemical or warning consumers about the risk of cancer. The chemical in question is on a list that California says causes cancer, though other groups classify it as probable carcinogen. Under a law passed more than 3 decades ago by California voters, products that contain chemicals that can cause cancer or birth defects must warn consumers about those risks. Now, the Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment, which implements the law, concluded there was no significant risk after the World Health Organization review of more than 1,000 studies and found inadequate evidence that coffee causes cancer. Further, it concluded coffee reduces the risk of some types of cancer, saying that coffee is a complex mixture of hundreds of chemicals that both includes carcinogens and anti-carcinogens. The overall effect of coffee consumption is not associated with any significant cancer risk. It was the first time the state has declared such a brew of chemicals safe despite the presence of carcinogens. The coffee industry has cheered the rule, saying this is a great day for science and coffee lovers. With this news, coffee drinkers around the world can wake up and enjoy the smell and taste of their coffee without hesitations. So, coffee is okay. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. I'll start out by saying this. I love a good cup of coffee. And there's been studies back and forth. Coffee's great for you. Coffee's terrible for you. Coffee's good for you, but only a little bit of coffee. No, it doesn't matter how much coffee you have. It's exhausting because it feels like every other month there's another thing talking about it's good for you, it's bad for you. Oh my God, it's the most terrible. It's the best thing ever. I'm glad that this has been put aside, and I'm glad that when you look at all of the science behind it, that coffee is just a beverage that isn't going to hurt you one way or another. Now, if you're someone who loads your coffee down with a bunch of sweeteners and your coffee is really more like a milkshake than coffee, then maybe you do have something to worry about because you're taking in a ton of sugar. I take my coffee black for the most part, and it took a while to get to that point. And once I did, I don't ever want to go back because to be able to taste all of the complexities of coffee is really fantastic. And to not have to worry about, oh, do they have cream? Oh, do they have sugar? Oh, if the coffee isn't good enough to drink, then I don't drink it. And it's not really a matter of expense or cheap coffee. I've had some expensive coffee that's absolutely awful. And I've had some cheap coffee that's really great. It's kind of about how you like it and how you want it prepared. And there's 1,000 different things that you can do. Do you want a pour over? Do you want an espresso? It's wonderful. And it makes you feel good. And there's something about that smell of a cup of coffee that's just fantastic. So beyond Starbucks and all of these other places, enjoy your cup of coffee because it's probably not bad for you or good for you. It's just for you. Drink up. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say. To all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm weaving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Something to tell you, can you hear me? take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late.